You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Origins. Enjoy.
I'll tell Arena I collected the coins so I can take her out on the town. Two coppers apiece to tour the Great Hall.
Okay. I'll pay mine and Ben's, because I'm assuming he has the money.
Okay. He's like deer in the headlights. It's like,
he like threw me out to the bus.
Two copper apiece?
Yes.
Okay. How many of us are there?
Eight.
I slip him a silver piece.
Okay.
Can anybody bring him copper?
He raises
it. Maybe he's bad at that.
Okay, that covers most of us. Okay. I'll pay my two copper.
Okay. I paid mine and his.
All right, yeah, so that's enough. All right. He steps back and motions for the door. It's this big, heavy door, and it's closed. Do I have somebody strong that's going to open it?
Not me. I have a five.
Yeah. I'm
nine.
Pothead has removed the pot and steps up to open the door. Roll a d6.
Four.
No problem. Okay, so you push silver.
As I'm passing all, I'll tell him, you better take Rena somewhere really nice.
I'll tell her you were generous.
More like
four
nerves.
Okay.
What's your 17? His strength's a 17. Oh.
I thought you meant your strength was 17.
No, mine's a 5.
That'd be awesome.
No, mine's a 5.
5?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you can barely stand up.
I know, right?
She can pick up her spellbook.
She doesn't.
If she adds any more glitter, she won't.
You're as weak as Brunson is ugly. Okay.
As you step into the Great Hall and slightly dial up the lantern to see a little better, you see just a huge room reaching in every direction. Faintly,
it's over here.
Straight ahead, so quite some distance away, but echoing, you can hear what sounds like the pounding of a hammer, and occasionally maybe a little bit of the rush of the air. But where you are, it is otherwise deathly silent. Stalactites reach down from the ceiling as stalagmites, but they never form columns. Maybe sometime in the far, far future. Yep, but you know that beyond this room is the Great Cavern. And somewhere off the Great Cavern, which the Great Cavern is like supposedly half mile long, somewhere off the Great Cavern is the Vault Room. A couple of you, if you already know so, have been to the Vault Room, but most have not. You've heard rumors about it.
Okay.
So you know over to one side, to the left, basically.
It's over here.
Right? Soon you're standing in front of what can only be described as a smallish door. It's about 5 feet high doorway, and it is boarded over. Basically, someone has constructed with 1x8 pieces of wood that almost kind of look like flotsam. Basically, they're pretty badly warped and discolored gray. And so about 6 of them that go this way, and then there's one that goes this way, and then there's one that goes this way, and there's one that goes that way, and there's one on top of the whole thing. So it's not like it's well constructed, and then it's just kind of sitting up there or wedged in place over the hole. It looks like it wouldn't be hard at all to move it. Probably weighs a good 60 pounds, but other than that, it looks like it wouldn't be too. It's not hinged, it's not a door, it's just somebody just shoved wood in the shape of it in place. Okay, so
muscles.
All right, so they both step up and move the wood out of the way. And you see before you a adolescent-sized tunnel going straight ahead. The ceiling never higher than maybe 5.5 to 6 feet. And it's a few feet wide at the widest, but usually more like 20 to 24 inches wide. It's narrow. It is clear, as far as you can see at the moment. It is moving in the general direction of the vault by your record.
I think we're in like the middle of the group.
Definitely a small barely enough space to fight with a weapon type tunnel. Best to use is small weapons.
A longsword probably not as long.
No, but the space for a longsword is like 2 feet. It's also a thrusting weapon like that. So you can definitely use it.
I got 2 daggers.
Okay. As you are just entering, you can hear just kind of like must be wafting on the airflow or whatever voices of talking. Can't make out what they're saying, but it is in the direction of the grand chamber.
I'm going to pass the ESP. Okay. Maybe I should hold it.
There's no targets here other than your party.
Well, it's a radius around you.
Yeah, it's like either.
It's in inches per level, not more than 9 inches.
You're one level.
Yeah, so it's 1 inch per level. I'm pretty sure. Maybe half inch. It's a half inch.
Well, half inch indoors is 5 feet. It is not much. Okay.
I'll hold it.
Yeah. You all right.
Hold it, figure out
so you creep down the tunnel, the lantern, your only light. No improvision to be spoken of, okay? The tunnel winds and connects. There's a couple of times where you have to kind of like step over fallen stone or a broken crevice, like a hole comes in from the right, crosses, creates a crevice in the floor, that kind of thing. But it's never impassable. There are a number of twists and turns, but no intersections. So getting back out is not, unless something falls or blocks your path, there's no problem. You just try and go back the way you came. And then you do come to two instances where there is a tunnel that goes upward. So like you'd have to crawl up into it or pull you up. You can reach the bottom with relative ease, but getting up, like somebody have to boost you up or something. But that doesn't seem to be the plan anyway. And so you continue forward again with no intersections, no diverging off. But then, after, I mean, it's easily been several hundred feet that you've walked, you enter a chamber. And the chamber is about 20 feet in diameter and roughly round. And there are two tunnels out the exits and a couple of tunnels that seem to go up above. We do need to march in order just to make sure we know who's entrance first. So are you in the front? Front? Okay, so Bess is in the front, followed by...
I'm
going to hand me McSherry's character sheet.
Yeah. She took a long bow.
Yeah, that's not going to be particularly helpful.
Message Arn.
Yes, that is her only weapon. So she's going to be in the back.
I'm going to be in the middle.
She is quiet, okay?
Cause
I don't mind being towards the front, but not in the front.
So you want to be behind Jarn?
That would be the third.
Third?
Sure.
Okay, and then Tibba wants to be in the middle-ish, right?
You want
to
go after Griff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then me.
Yeah. I'm here.
Middle back.
Head quarter staff, I guess.
Ben, that's it. Ben and
then
the back.
Ben, and then Tharn.
There you go. That's your marching order. Okay. So you enter this chamber that's roughly 20 foot in diameter, and basically everyone will be able to be in the chamber. But at the point in time in question, only the front three people actually are in the chamber when something
Bessa,
is seen.
Bessa, Jarn, and Griff.
So Bessa, Jarn, and Griff are in the chamber. The other five of you are still in the tunnel. And everyone needs to roll for surprise. Dun, dun, dun.
Not me.
It's a large white dragon. He breathes on you.
140 points of damage. 240 points.
Do surprised. Merchants get the ranger ability for rolling
engage? Really? Surprise.
No.
Get
your
D6,
buddy.
It's funny because I grabbed a
D8. I am so surprised.
Not surprised.
Old habits die hard. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
He must
have been saying
all the reason.
I rolled a
4. I rolled a
3. So did I. So did he.
I'm not surprised.
Barely not surprised.
We're going to have like 8 surprise segments.
I'm not
going to have
1.
Old habits die hard. Yeah. You don't get dex bonus till 16.
I get a dex bonus, guys.
You get dex bonus at 15 for AC.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking about for...
I've never had a bonus before.
Okay, what happens is, coming from the four holes you can see, two at ground level and two out the top, comes giant ants. They are about waist high at the back of the head. And their total body size is about 2/3 of yours. And they move to attack. So Mira was surprised. Was anyone else surprised?
No.
Mira was the only one. Okay. Karn is not surprised. Okay. There's two of those here. I don't know why I have that. Okay, and so we're rolling initiative for surprise segment one. What was your surprise roll, guys?
Rolled a 1.
And then do you have a death bonus?
Nope.
Okay, so you will be surprised for 2 seconds. They're flying. Okay. Missile fire, anybody?
Can't
see
anything.
I probably can't see anything from where I'm at either.
Be next to the back?
Yeah.
Not yet, no. But you can, but then you can't fight with them. So. can. So you have two daggers, right? No.
Now you're stuck.
If it was in your hand, yes, but it's not. So, but also you can attack with both daggers, so you'll get two attacks. One for each hand.
I'm not specializing in
the straight. Correct. Yep.
Specializing in power wielding.
Okay. So we're melee 9. 8. 7.
My sword's name is Miss Yuri.
6. Okay, in 6, an ant charges Vesa. He attacks. He misses. Okay. Melee 5.
Me.
Okay, I have one ant and 5 as well.
Slashing at 1.
Okay.
I'm closest.
So you are second, correct?
Yeah.
So you can do that. Basically, just step up beside Vesa.
Okay.
And you may attack.
Ooh, I probably missed that. Natural 2.
That's definitely a miss. Okay. And an ant will attack you in return. And miss.
Seriously, I'm scared. Oh,
gosh. All right. So we've got a melee 4. Okay, the other two ants go in 4. So one will go on Vesa, and one will go on Jarn. Vesa?
Jarn!
Vesa is hit.
I'll just broke her paralyzed poison.
2 points.
That's like most of your hit points.
Save versus ant.
Okay. And Jarn is hit.
No. Oh no.
For 4 points.
That's almost all of my hit points.
I'd be dead.
Maybe you shouldn't have been
hit. I'm not going in there. I'm not dumb.
If Ryan taught you anything, you will still get hit.
Okay, that's all the ants. That was initiative 4. We're in 3. Initiative 3. Initiative 2.
Something wrong?
What are you rolling
initiative?
Yeah,
no, you can definitely see the signs of fighting. Oh, okay. You
said 2.
Can I see the ants being 4th? Or 5th?
Yes.
So excited for it.
There are giant ants in there.
There are 2/3 the size of each party member, so there are 4 of them. There's more ant than there are PCs in the room at the moment.
Yeah. I'm moving to the side. So other people can get past me in 3.
So just kind of like sucking it in.
Yeah.
And squeeze it over.
Tightening against the wall.
All right. And the seer?
That guy's what she did.
Okay. Also moving
so other people
side.
Can get
basically
past.
Basically helpless. I mean, I'll grip my quarterstaff tightly and go,
So just FYI, if you don't have a strength bonus, you have the exact same THACO as all of the mages and clerics.
Yes.
Just remember.
I also have 4 hit points.
Yes, there's that. Yes.
I have a dagger and 3 hit points and a 5 strength.
Okay.
You get a penalty. 5 strength is a penalty to hit, actually.
Who's your cleric?
Nobody.
Class.
He's just telling you.
Commoner-ish.
He's just telling you that for your level you're going to hit.
The cleric is listed on that.
Yeah, class. But I didn't. I decided not to make it in the long run.
Seriously, your class?
Commoner.
Yes.
Crap. That's awesome.
Commoner-ish.
Over half of these player character classes are built on NPC classes. They're not even player classes. So,
I don't too.
Like,
I'm a craftsman.
She's the forester NPC class.
I got fighter. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
the
first level.
11. The seer is an NPC class. Obviously, the commoner.
Merchant.
Craftsman.
Yeah, he's an NPC class craftsman.
But even though it doesn't matter,
over half of these are NPC classes.
It just means you roll more bad dice.
Okay.
Just couldn't find the anti-power.
Yes, you may. Yeah, both times, in fact, because he already attacked you.
That was a 9.
Yeah, it's a miss. Try better.
That's
not better. All right. So what do we have from front to back? The 2 of them are side by side. Then next is who?
So now Mira. We have Griff.
Oh,
so Griff. you have Vesa and Jarn.
Yep.
Griff.
Yep.
And then like Tibba and I are to the side.
Yep.
Then you have Mira.
Yep.
Then you have Ben. And then you have 5.
Okay, and we're in 3. Any other 3s?
That's what I did in 3.
2s. Any 2s? 1s.
1.
Okay.
Where do you go?
So you have
I'm in the back of the
party. Mira's surprise, so.
I mean,
huh? Well, so the squishies, which is kind of funny in a way, because almost everybody's a squishy. But anyway, the squishies moved over to the left.
The
so the only people between you and the enemy now is Mira, who's going, what? Giant ants.
Just pass him if you wanted
right? And then Griff Who's no, Mira. And then Griff is actually in the room. You're in the room with the ants, but they didn't attack you. They attacked Vessa and...
His action is now.
Right. So you can go to the side and flank one of the ants if you choose.
Why would I flank? I have a crossbow.
You can stay where you are and shoot them if you want.
Yeah, I'm shooting with my crossbow.
Okay.
I have no melee weapon.
Yes, so actually you could have shot a missile fire then. Oh. Yeah, you're just not used to using crossbows. Yeah. So, anyway, go ahead. Nothing hurt because you're not...
Which I didn't remember until halfway through melee that I had a crossbow.
Makes perfect sense. He's not a super combat trained. Okay. Dunk.
Did I mention these are Leon's new dice? So not Griff's new dice. Leon's new dice.
Okay. Yeah.
We already established this.
That would have sucked.
The crossbow fires. It does not hit.
No, I said we've established already.
When you get back to playing your high level character, you'll be excited to be playing him and having that awesome
sound. He used them against us in combat, like when he was running, and they just bombed hard. Every guy rolls in our favor.
And the surprise.
Initiative?
Kind of quiet.
I think you could move around Mira as well.
I will move around Mira so that I'm in position to potentially. Is there enough room in here to use a sling? I don't think there is.
In the tunnel, no. In the room, yes.
But
all you have to do is there's room for four people in the room, and there's only three.
So you could
easily step up there next to the crossbowman and use your sling.
Sure, I'll do that.
As long as one of the melee people doesn't drop, you'd be okay.
Did Tharn want to move forward?
Well, she was hoping to shoot, but now Mira's not moving. She could probably shoot around Mira, as long as it doesn't roll a one.
Can she get into the room from there with the longbow?
She can get the angle, but she'll be firing into melee.
Gotcha.
It's so wide, so...
Now, she's going to try to press past Mira. Okay, which she'll do. So Ben and Mira made it past, but neither one of them will fire in that segment, so they'll go in missile fire in the next segment. All right, surprise segment two. Inishkai.
But you rolled three times one.
They're not flying.
Six.
No, I rolled a one again.
But you added, so your
initiative's
three times better. That's a two.
I rolled a one. I moved it to a two so that I go in a
missile fire now. So that would include the crossbow, the sling.
Does the crossbow fire every round?
Yes, light crossbows fire every round.
Okay. And sling rate of fire is two. If I'm correct.
Correct.
And you have Tharn. Including.
And
yes.
Yep.
Did you do that?
Yes.
Nice.
You just
want to
hit.
Oh, actually,
David
D4.
And the giant.
Bullets are D6.
Ant.
Yeah.
David and his giant ant. Galithia.
4 points.
Nice. Flying.
That's the first one.
David and
he's just role playing here.
Who?
He's just role playing his character.
The normally left?
Into the melee with them.
Oh.
She hits somebody, she'll kill him.
17.
12 would be.
They're rolling if it bounced.
No.
How much for a light crossbow?
D4.
Barely a weapon.
It's like a dagger.
It's barely a weapon.
Two.
Okay.
Could have punched it.
You've done more damage this combat than I have.
Probably not.
All right.
My second roll was almost a 17, but it's a 7. I'm not that lucky.
7 is really not almost a 17.
Really. It's literally one face. It's literally one face side off.
All right. Okay. So the two of you shot the same ant, and it crumples to the ground with a broken exoskeleton.
Good job, buddy.
Great. Throw vinegar on him.
How much did you do?
Smell. They can't see him.
Two.
I did 4.
Okay. So now there are only 3.
Right. More damage than I
can. Well, we can't really tell how much
melee
damage
6
because I killed
him. Yeah, gotcha.
Melee 5. Okay, the two ants are in 5. One will be on each. Oh, no, one is dead. Oh, which one is dead? Hold on a second. This one. So only 1 in 5. Okay. And so, who is that on? That's a 1-3. Nope, it's on Jarn. And it is a miss. You should put your pod on your head. Get that AC3
out. That is my AC. I'm AC
enough. Oh, you have AC3?
I'm AC5.
But your head doesn't.
Not your head.
Unless you have an helmet.
Yeah.
But they're probably not. They're only 1 in 20 chance they hit you in the head anyway. So.
Uh-oh. But then I can't see, and it's like 1 in 20 chance I hit them. Then.
You get minus 2 to hit, yeah. All right. 4, 3, 2.
Me!
And another ant.
Oh, I'm in
this
2.
This one is on Vessa. Okay, also in 2. Yeah. All right, so you're still in the hallway. Fen and...
Yeah, it's easy.
LZ and...
Tharn have moved past you now.
Yeah, I think she's staying there.
Okay. Playing it safe. Rest of if my party dies, then I'll defend myself.
Okay. I'll just go the other way.
Who else had 2?
Me, I rolled my first attack.
Did you?
I got a 20.
All right. It's roll easy. D4 damage. Nice. You significantly wounded the ant.
Attack again? 16
or better.
No, he gets his first attack before you get your second.
I go on 1.
I go on 6, but I'm just staying against the wall.
Dagger hit. Okay. He attacks you back. He missed. Sure, now you can take your second attack.
12.
Will hit.
3.
And you killed it. 2 down.
Yay.
Perhaps you'd like to write for Low Moon Adventures. The Prince Albert series on Kindle is a short story series where you can write your own based on our prompts and donate them or donate half their profit to the ministry.
Dagger hit. Okay. It's not sexy, but it's effective. Alright. This guy's dead. So both of the ones on Vessa are dead. 2 on you.
I rolled a 2. My only attack I made is combat.
Alright. Initiative 2. Initiative 1.
Nope. AC. Wait. No, AC 11. Roll 8.
He hit you for 2.
I'm dying!
I can make you go to sleep.
But it's for a good cause.
Mandibles hurt.
Okay. That ends... Oh, wait, no. 1. Did Fen go? Oh, you did. Sling. Okay.
Yeah, that's yeah.
So that, so that ends the second surprise segment. No more surprise segments. We're in the rounds.
Might want to roll for Josh. Grab some
dice of his. Yeah, that one.
4.
But did you say it'll be the best you ever rolled?
That's 6. Time I rolled.
You're probably... Okay,
four.
2 remaining ants.
I got 3.
4.
Not doing
1.
Anything
4
with
1.
It.
Okay.
You didn't know that was a diminished.
Missile fire.
Hold on.
3.
3.
So we're in a missile fire?
Oh, yeah, I'm shooting
the 3 in missile fire.
So we're in missile fire. Everybody take a shot.
The only thing I got for melee combat is hard
fire. Misfire.
17.
That's a hit.
How much did you do, Jay?
4 last time.
How much did you do now?
I did not hit this time.
You suck. 2. Damage.
You're consistent, if nothing else.
My luck is not holding.
Could take your second shot?
I did.
Okay, both times.
All right. A 6 and an 8.
Now, from right behind you guys, she's going to try to use the longbow.
Oh, this is why I died.
Small chance of hitting it. All
right. This is going to be the end of Jarn.
And she hit once for 3. So you did 3, right, Ron?
Did 2.
Did 2. Okay, so it's not dead.
6 is the magic number, it seems.
Yep. Okay, and then we're in melee 6. 5. 4. Okay, the ant goes in 4. It is on turn. It hit.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Hold up. AC 3.
I'm 5.
Oh, you guys are 5?
Yes.
That's a hit.
Yeah, you've got to have a 6 on
or 1 point.
I'm dying.
Death of 1,000 ant bites. Very big ant bites.
I'm dying. I'm down 60%.
You can stay 60%. There ain't nobody here to bring you back.
I had him back in 3.
Good nap.
Go ahead.
You do realize if you go down, we eternal with the rest.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's AC 4. 4. 11 damage. Because I was done!
What is dead?
He's negative 10. That means he's dead then.
Okay, let's see if there's a wrap over. There is.
Yes!
Roll to hit again.
16! That's AC 3! 4 points.
He was already wounded. You killed it.
Yeah.
Yep, they're all dead.
Ouch!
He finally gets the cannon firing you. Hack! Hack!
But right through the first ant and buried your sword.
So this whole fight is him trying to do the one technique he learned from his trainer. And he's like, nope, ah! Nope. Ah!
Stick with the pointy. Sword. Sword critical and a sword hit. Sword. Sword.
Yay. I did the most damage in combat.
You definitely did. You're the only very scary fighter type, apparently.
I can just make people go to sleep.
I did 15
Is it a
damage.
Long sword?
Yes.
Nice.
I can make people go to sleep once.
You did roll a 6 on initiative, by the way.
Yep.
And then didn't get to kill it because everybody was in the way.
I should have done that like the first round of combat instead of the third.
Yeah. Like,
a lot better.
Okay. The room is clear. On the floor behind where you fought the ants, you do see a corpse. And on the corpse, there is some, like, clothing, but it's pretty bad condition. A suit of leather armor that's probably serviceable, and a dagger, a short sword, and a pouch.
Ooh, pouch.
That's what you got out of that.
Go to bed, pouch. None of the other stuff I use.
I roll for mission, grab pouch.
I'll pick up the dagger.
You were closer than she was, so you're
grab pouch. Okay.
Greedy.
You put one of your daggers away and use the new dagger.
It's just me sure. And Miss Judy.
Can I examine the body?
Is it a nice dagger at least?
I mean, it's solidly crafted.
Can I examine the body to see if the ants are left over?
Probably, it looks like it. He's got a couple of crushed bones.
Gross. Yeah.
Well, I guess that explains why they kind of walled it off.
If no one else does, Tharn will take the short sword. Because then she can have a melee weapon.
I'm not allowed to have melee weapons. It's kind of illegal for peasants.
I'll take the leather.
Really?
Armor.
You could conceal a dagger pretty easily.
Yeah. Doesn't sound allowed to be. Hello? Revolts?
Right?
They can have knives and smaller, generally speaking.
Pitchforks.
The dagger's just a little bit bigger than
I. You cannot have it right there.
Okay. So you push your way through the tunnels from there, and very fortunately do not run into any more ants or other opposition, and you eventually come to a boarded up tunnel exit that looks a lot like the one that you came through to get in here, except you're on the inside, and Jarn shifts it slightly and peeks out, and you can see that you are directly across from the vault. And you can see that in this room, the vault room outside, the room that's right here outside, you can see the stalactites that are broken off that form the musical notes that people messed with before the hollow stalactites. But the vault is open. And you can see that there are a lot of people in this room, including servants and smiths and like that. And there is an obvious process that's been set up here to mint the coins. There appear to be, and you kind of shuffle so different people can get a look or whatever, but in particular when Mira gets a look, realize that they are actually making three different kinds of coins. And you can clarify via the vision that it was the silver coins that were stuck in the bathtub. They were all silver coins. So that's what you need.
Are they missing gold coins?
They are not.
Bronze and silver.
You can see silver, bronze, and you think tin. The tin ones are basically on the furthest side of the room, closer to the vault and back toward the entrance, so you're pretty sure it's tin based on what you see. Tin? No. No, okay. It's actually tin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The coins that they found before were one that was tin. Bizarre. Bronze and tin, which is weird. Okay. Anyway, point is, you survey the room. What do you do now? So you can see a collection of already, what appear to be already completed coins on a table, kind of near the end of the process, and they're just being, wiped off and stacked in a chest, that kind of thing. There are servants moving about the room. There's no one, no guards that are standing staring. There's no guards in the room at all. It's just all the workers, basically. And it is almost midnight, so it's clearly
clear that they're going to work around the clock. You do not see any of the headsmiths in the room at the moment either. But it is almost midnight.
How many people can I get with the sleep?
Still?
I mean...
Get.
Get. So it can get up to 32, but they would have to be pretty weak for it to do that. Like, commoners. That's probably not what you're looking for. There are probably quite a few of them that would be considered that, but there are probably some that are higher, so you don't think you would sleep everyone in the room. Also, you realize that if you put them all to sleep, when they wake up, they're going to know something happened. It's not like it's going to be a big surprise at that point. They're going to be like, something just happened. We all fell asleep.
Yeah. We'll be gone with the keys or the points by then.
True, but then there'll be a manhunt, like, cross-country and... Definitely would get ugly.
Everybody's
right
rights would be infringed on.
Yes. Right. You'd probably just whip all the peasants just because.
Right?
Well, you're commoner-ish, so you're not a peasant.
Hey, if I'm going down for this, I'm taking the rest of you with me. Sorry.
All right. Kill them. Anyway, so after everyone gets a chance to look at it, Vesta thinks that there is a substantial possibility that you could kind of, like, disguise yourself as one of the servants, slip out into the room, and then, as opportunity warrants, you could slip some of the coins into a pouch or a bag.
Do it.
It's tricky, but it should be doable.
Do it.
Especially because it's kind of shadowy back here, so getting out this door and into the room won't, like, without being noticed, and then when the time comes getting out of the room, shouldn't be hard because it's shadowy back here. And then basically all you have to do is kind of disguise yourself, look like a servant, and then when you get out there, just kind of like, when no one's looking, step out into the flow and act like you belong. Should work. What's your charisma?
13.
That's above average.
Bear in mind.
Okay.
Worth a try.
Worth a try. If I fail,
what's the Sears charisma?
Seven more of us, right?
12. Does anybody have a really high charisma?
No.
Oh, yeah. Pretty good.
Ben? Oh, and you are a commoner. You could be a servant. You're not really dressed for the job.
Mine's a 14. I'm
merchant. Okay. Yeah, there you go. The merchant, too. Yeah, so you...
Okay.
And I have balancing scales, so I can weigh these. But, all right, these coins are way out of balance. I need to take these back to the beginning of the process.
Yeah, you don't think that's going
to
work.
I got to take them back to quality.
Quality control. PC. Yeah.
Okay. I could pretend to work out there, but I need better clothes.
So there were clothes on the dead guy that were better than yours.
Dead guy clothes.
Kind of creepy, but...
Free clothes, man. I'm a peasant.
And he had boots, too.
Heck with creepy.
Boots?
Dobby is big clothes.
Okay. Alright, so exactly. Ben is also willing to dress as a servant. So how are you carrying this off? You're going to send one, two, or three people out into the room?
I say we start with one and see how it goes.
Okay, so the good news is Ben will blend in well. The bad news is for him is that he's not super skilled at sleight of hand. He's very lucky, but whereas Vesta is pretty skilled at sleight of hand, so if it comes to sneaking...
Oh, maybe I can just cause a distraction. Like I can drop something or knock something over.
If you do that like in a different part of the room aware from where she's making the switch, that would make it much more likely to pull it off.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay.
I'm pretty good at crying.
All right, so just roll a d20, roll percentile dice. We're going to speed this up in the interest of time.
Yes, yep, your percentile.
14.
Oh no. Oh, that's good or bad. 92.
Okay. Yeah. Normally that would be bad. Okay. All right. So the plan is he makes a distraction and you make this the nab, as it were. And so they look at definitely get distracted as he drops some stuff and then he's moaning and kind of begins to cry like, oh no, I'm going to get in trouble. And so those are in your area looking as well. You are able to make the nab. The problem is when you nab the coins, you know your first like pass, you only got 11. And so you either are going to have to completely make another pass to get enough coins or you can just kind of have to like snap one up quickly and hope that no one has gone back to looking at you, basically. The moment of distraction has essentially passed and you only got 11 coins. Now, you're sure no one saw you get the first 11 coins, So you could just go with the 11 and hope that's enough, or you could risk it to get one more.
I'll get one more. You said 12 to 14, so I might grab two more.
Okay. So it, each one beyond one that you grab will reduce your chance of okay. not being affected. Okay. So roll percentile dice. You're looking for a low number. I should have told you that.
A one.
Nice.
Yes, I'll grab 30.
Okay. I feel very confident. I think I'll grab a few extra.
Too late. Okay.
Use against number.
But actually what happens is you basically just lick your finger and you touch one and then just pull your hand back and you're 99% sure no one saw you. And then later when you check, you realize that there were actually two of them that were stuck together. So you did wind up with one extra.
So you get lucky 13 points.
Meanwhile, while all of this is going on, Tharn looks at Jarn's wounds.
Oh,
and she's able to perform healing on you for 1 point.
Yay! That's a 25% boost to what I currently have.
That's 1/8 of a peasant. Or sorry, 1/3 of a peasant.
Dude, that'd be done worth 11 peasants.
And she does tell you that you definitely need to get them good and cleaned out when you can get some fresh water.
Yeah, I agree.
Because of their animal bites, and that can be bad.
Yep.
Okay. And so then it's just a matter of the two of you making your way back into the door. Just roll a d20 and don't roll a natural 20.
Oh, I rolled a 19.
You're fine.
Five.
So you just kind of blend back into the shadows. You make it back to the door. You slip back out. Jarn puts the door back in place. You go back through the ant tunnels successfully without running into any additional trouble. You do see the naked skeleton there. He's been stripped of everything except for his leather armor.
I take it back.
He's literally everything, yes.
What?
He does have a femur that would work for a club if anybody needs a club.
Boots.
How am I going to explain the boots that he said?
The boots.
What about him?
I don't have shoes! Hey, Mom and Dad, I got these boots.
No, you hide them in the barn so they don't know you got them.
Yeah, that's right.
You just wear them when you leave home.
It'll eventually come
out.
You also could just sell them for money because they're probably worth several silver.
Because he has more money than I do. I see multiple numbers on his.
looking at my money.
He's passing himself off as poor. Okay, anyway, if you make it back out, you go back past the.
How much money do you have?
You go back past the big cavern, and you go back down the steps into the boat. You go back down the tunnel to the lake. And as you're in the boat, he says, "All right, if we can make it back out of the tunnel, we're home free." Complete straight face. He says a completely straight face.
We'll say it right eventually, but...
He says, "Row, lads, row." Through the tunnel to the lake. He changed the words. Glowing lantern, our only guide. Cold wind bites, but the shadows don't lie. Pull till blows end, or surely we die. Okay, so you exit the tunnel out onto...
It's so funny how Dan's little misstep
out onto
there.
The lake.
You fear the tunnel.
Turned into this whole thing.
Somebody else called it a tunnel before Dan did.
And then you exit the boat, right? And then you arrange to sneak into the royal quarters. How many people are going when you sneak into the royal quarters?
Not many.
Oh, crap. I have to go.
I have boots now.
Yes.
I have something to live for.
The Smith aspect. Yes.
I probably have to go to put people to sleep.
Wait, I can cause a distraction.
Me no sneak. Let me slash you.
Okay.
You are literally dripping blood.
That's true.
No, she banded him up.
Just kidding.
I'll go if I have to, but I'm not really a sneaky
no.
kind of guy.
Yeah. So you stay with me. If they do distraction, then we'll start a fight. And then when they come over to keep you from beating you to death.
I think just the three of us should
go.
You're a peasant?
I got a side.
I have to put people to sleep.
When the people who were distracting come to break it up.
Okay, so he's going.
Are they
going to
break it up?
She's going. You're going.
They're
going to
keep you from beating me.
Thought they weren't going and they were just in the hallway.
Sure.
Interested in giving financially to
Low Moon and support the campaign, text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
Outside the world.
Good point. That might just stop and watch.
So you're going to be nearby, but not actually going in?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah. In case they might need a distraction, because sometimes I'm just, sometimes I'm lucky.
They're like a dog with a boat. And they just
I'll bet you you cannot say the word tunnel with it without a T sound in it.
You almost tunnel. Did
it. See?
It has
there.
Started with it.
It has
started with it.
Tunnel.
Secret.
Does it have it in the middle?
I was more worried about the straps.
But the truth is, the word tunnel sounds like it has a T in the middle of it.
It does not.
It does. Tunnel.
Doesn't.
It does not.
Tunnel.
Tunnel.
It's not turtle.
Sir, I'm not drinking today.
It's not
turtle. Sounds like it has a T in the middle.
That's very tunnel clearly a T.
Does not have a T in the middle.
But the second syllable of tunnel.
Tunnel.
Is no. Which has no T.
But it sounds like tunnel.
It does not sound like tunnel.
I mean, if you don't pronounce the
if
T
you're
so
like
hard.
A 2-year-old or something,
well,
it sounds like tunnel.
Technically, if you add a T to the middle, it does sound like it has a T.
Yeah.
If you say it like this.
Yeah, if I add a T to my name,
tunnel.
Then it sounds like it has a T.
Runt.
Tunnel.
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 Tunnel. That's what you're saying. You're saying tunnel.
Tunnel.
Most people say tunnel, and it's like they're saying
it's the silent T.
Tunt.
We're pronouncing it.
Pronouncing the
it's
silent T.
God.
I can't spell.
pronouncing the silent T. That's the name of the intervention. Anyway, so are you going to call in, give the lady the other half of her debt in exchange for her letting you into the princess's chamber? Okay. Now, when you get there. There are workers working on the tub, and they have raised the marble to the point that they are putting the horizontal surface on. Okay? So there is no way you're going to, like, go
secretly
in the room and, yeah, secretly do that, unless you're going to try to bribe them or coerce them or attack them, none of which sounds like a very good plan. The only thing that could work in your favor is that there is a woman who is working there who is a cleric. You know her from before. Her name is Benna Reddle, or Reedle, R-E-D-L-E, no T. And you previously swindled her.
Okay.
Tricked her out of money in the past. Or pie. Actually, it was pie, not money. I don't
know.
You're thinking
she's easily trickable.
Good mark.
Okay. Yeah, could happen again. That's right.
She's mad about the pie.
She does not. She does wear armor. She appears to be pretty alert in the room, like she's paying attention. But she's in her low 20s and. She's a little dim-witted as far as... Now, you do realize, and it does occur to you, you have magical coins. So while there's no paper to back it up or no one to vouch for you or whatever, mm-hmm. you could sell the fact that you were told to bring the magical coins there to install them in the tub and just, if they buy it, it'll get done.
Okay.
You also think that Griff would probably be the one to throw the if he would be willing to try to trick them because you realize he's fairly persuasive.
Perfect name.
You are sure that Arn would not be. Did Griff stay out altogether?
Did you come with us?
Into the royal chambers to attempt to get
tub?
The coin and
no, I would say that.
You stay out.
Yeah,
no one actually stayed out like completely. The only people there were people who went nearby and waited in case they were needed.
Okay, that's what I'll be doing.
Okay, so you know he's waiting outside. Or you could try to run the con yourself. You've fooled her before.
You have him.
Yeah, I mean, you have a smith's apprentice, you have coins. Alright, so you, at least with him, and probably with her, because you need to know how it's got to be done. And are you going in as well? In case it goes south and you can cast sleep. You do realize, I mean, in the back of your mind, you think, well, if you cast sleep, and then he just installs them. And then you leave. I mean, yeah, they could report it, but they also might just not.
Baby company.
Okay. Yeah. I'll let them try to run their idea and then bail them out of
it. You're the insurance broker.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So you just all boldly stroll in like you're meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
And does she immediately recognize you? What are you doing here?
We've come to install the final step of the grand sum for you to be done soon. It's a surprise.
We are just putting the last layer on. What? She looks at the smith you brought.
We're here to install.
Is it metal?
It's a final inlay. Meant to be a surprise.
One of the workers says, I don't know nothing about it.
Surprise.
A surprise for the princess?
Yes.
Let me see it. What do you got?
I'll pull one out. I don't know what they're actually going to do.
Wow.
They were going to install these here, and here. And it'll make a nice little inlay for her and should make quite a piece.
Well, it do seem pretty fancy. Can I hold it?
Rather you didn't tarnish it without gloves.
Is it made of silver?
I'm not 100% sure what they made it out of, just that it was crafted in secret as a surprise for princess. We were tasked with putting them in once you guys were done.
Well, we're, so you're saying on the flat top. So we gotta, we put the flat top on and then you're gonna attach the coins. You have to be kind of quiet. The younger princess is in the room next door.
I think I can do that.
It's supposed to be a secret. Maybe we could put a blanket under the door or something to keep it kind of...
That's why you're here. To make sure the princess is under there. I thought of everything.
Something like that?
Yeah, we can do that.
She says, you get the blanket. Let's get this marble in place. It's going to be so exciting. It'll look really nice when it's done. Be better. Lots at stake. All right. Let's get it done. Get it done. They all kind of snap to and start putting the marble on. And all right. So they do. It takes about 5 or 10 minutes, and you get kind of get the coins and the little pieces that you need ready and whatever during that time. And they install the marble around the tub, and then they mark out. They help you mark out the spots, and they can actually, because they'll work the stones, they can actually create the indent for you. And then you fit it in there, put a little latching piece around it so it'll stay. And it's going to take a good hour. And it's going to require some tapping, not really some pounding, but some tapping.
So
and they put a blanket.
Where to put it?
Yep, you're given the description that you saw in the vision. It's kind of neat because even though it's Arden, because it's even though it's kind of like new craftsmanship, you're seeing what you saw in the vision coming to life. Mm-hmm. Like they're creating what you saw in the vision. Okay, and then
using the future to create the past of the future.
It's somehow comforting to your broken soul.
Scattered soul. Not broken.
All right. Anyway.
That's why he steals souls. Because he goes through them quite frequently.
I need some extra soul parts. Need another vision to get some more soul parts.
Put an eye out to the right.
All right. Anyway. So the stone, the coins are installed. And as far as you can tell, the... It's been kept to a minimum. Actually, once you're installing it, all but one of the workers leaves, and he just stays because he wants to see the finished product, basically, just kind of lingering in the background. The cleric stays, and she just, like, she seems kind of, like, exuberant, like she's super excited to be part of the special gift for the princess, and it's, like, almost bubbling over the whole time. All right, and then they're installed, and... leave. On the way out, the guard that let you in collects her IOU, so she owes you nothing now, at least for now, until the next time she has to borrow money. And you leave the royal chambers with feeling successful, and you definitely feel like whatever it was that you were attempting to achieve was achieved, and all of you wait on with bated breath the next day to hear, like, rumors of interlopers or alarm sounding, or you're all back at work and doing what you do, that kind of thing, and nothing. There appear to be no ramifications for what you did other than the fact that you got a little bit of stuff, gained some experience, and stole one.
Why would they admit that somebody went in there and added more beauty to their grand bathtub? Like criminals.
I mean, it is a matter of personal taste.
Right.
Because it's a small, you know, they're like this big magical coin in the middle of the marble sections of around the crowd. So it's a matter of personal taste. But apparently it's liked, or maybe probably what happens is the princess goes in, oh, that's so cool. And then she goes to the prince and she says, such a great idea to put some of the magical coins on the tub like that, and I'll always feel safe and yay for me, and blah, blah, blah. And the prince is like, oh, yeah, that was a good, that was a great idea I had there.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I can definitely spare a dozen. So those, as long as not 13, that's something you need to read.
There's 13, listen, we're totally screwed.
Yes. And Vesa inherits the one random magic coin that nobody else knows that she stole, befitting the rogue of low level. Okay, so.
It's been passed down generation to generation. There's like some random peasant that's gotten nuked by a breath weapon, and it's just like, how did I survive?
Gained 3 levels from it.
It wasn't the silver that was protecting it. Oh. It was either the bronze or the tin. I found out because Lorelai looked in her thing that she had the coins in.
Different ones.
Okay.
Yep.
So what happens is, as soon as they are, you know, you see like a little montage, which I had a montage of audio, but I can't find it right now. I don't want to force. But anyway, you see... See a little montage of all the characters back doing what they do, that kind of thing. And then it cuts away. And then you see, as part of the same montage, a scene, basically, where the party is gathered around the tub. And the individual where you were before, where you saw the John Wick candle. And you'll recall that in that scene, when you first participated in that scene, that the tub was a large bronze tub. And look, there might have at one time been a structure around it, but it was gone. Like, there was nothing erect. Like, a stone was just, the bronze tub was just sitting there.
Yeah.
But now, when you see it, you see that there is a marble wall built around it, and that there are coins on each spot. And you see, and they look more decorative than anything. No reason to necessarily even connect them with the coins, at least at a glance, that the party elsewise used to protect themselves from the dragon. But you see a small hand glance over the edge of the tub, kind of run over the edge of the tub. And then a split second later, you see the same hand take a scoop of coins from the chest. And then you see Ryan, the goblin, as the party is at one of the junctures, and you see the party gathered together, and you see him going, oh, we should pass these out. And he gives coins to every member of the party. At which point in time, it cuts forward to the scene at which Taya is looking through the spectral sword. She sees the white dragon in all of his glory in the sword. Mind you, he shapeshifted to be a man, but in the sword, it looks as if he's totally filling the hallway. Like, he can't even fit. Like, his wings and everything are just sort of like blending into the stone of the hallway because he's too big to fit in his normal form.
No, it's not
form.
A dracul, it's just a big white dragon.
Correct, it's a white, an ancient white dragon. And then she gasps. He realizes that he's been found out. He turns and breathes 240 points of breath weapon on the party, which would normally be saved for 120 points. And anyone who did not have the right kind of coin, which are several party members that do not, would die instantly. No save. And, of course, all equipment possessed would save. And the breath weapon does 4 points of structural damage, which means 4 additional saves versus death magic. The hallway... I'm sorry. The hallway and the ceiling do collapse. Wrong in my throat.
Can you grab him some water?
Can you just drink some
water?
Here.
There you go.
Okay. You got water.
Anyway, so the ceiling and the walls do collapse, and then a second later, you see the party rising up out of the rubble. When the ceiling above the white dragon collapsed and the hallway collapsed, he leaps up out of into the sky above the castle and is soaring away. He's leaving. Okay. The party is trapped in a field of ice and rubble, and you will have to extricate yourself, but in time you will find out that none of you, at least, are dead. Thanks to Ryan.
I
want to
go to your head.
You want to save my goblin.
I mean, I already had a bag.
Yeah. Some people, quite a few people had coins, but some people did not.
I did not have the right coins anymore.
Those who are on the hill pretty much did not. They used up all their coins.
I had a few each.
Ran an 8 of 1
okay.
And 9 of 8.
So
that leaves us with a difficult position.
The party has a massive hole in the castle. They have to extricate themselves from the rubble, that kind of thing.
I knew that guy was dirty.
Yep.
Right?
And so, and he has escaped and is still out there. And as far as you know, Heronius went off to kill the Dracolich.
Or we were told.
Or he sent Heronius off to his death because he tricked him.
Or extracts him.
Come on. He's not that. Okay, yeah, he is.
He is gold.
I mean, if I can cast, I can dimension door or teleport to get out of the rubble.
Yeah.
You have a dimension
door. Three.
Yeah. So it won't take a lot. It's not impossible by any means.
My way out of the rubble.
It was enough of a delaying tactic. And basically, as soon as he realized that you were surviving, he was gone. He's not going to say.
Now you're going around dropping buildings.
Yeah.
So he gave us a silver coin?
No, he gave you the bronze ones, I think, were the ones for the... Actually, he gave you some of each kind. So you each had a random 2 or 3 of each kind.
Or 9 of each kind.
I already had 3 gold or silver. And I thought what we put in the tub was silver.
There were no gold
silver.
Coins.
Well, yeah, but the
bronze.
It was just more of a memory.
I don't know. Heronius gave me 3 gold, 3 silver,
the whole thing of the tub was just for him to go, for him to jump. Because what happened was you guys went through that whole thing, and there were people who fought on the mountain that did not have coins, and nobody did anything about it. He's got a whole bag of coins. But nobody did anything about it. We didn't think, we need to spread the coins out again. Nobody thought.
Or we should go get more coins.
But with the coins on the tub. Coins in the tub, that just made Ryan think of it. So then, and he had grabbed coins in this
previously.
Yeah, in this storyline, he had grabbed coins, so he just went, hey, wait a minute, and passed them out. This was
well, it doesn't help that we didn't know what the coin did.
Right.
So,
yeah,
but when we came back,
some people
did.
To find out, though.
Yeah, some people, but there was no conversation about it, is what Rob means. So,
we didn't get to that point.
Yeah. But there could have been, but there wasn't really anything to spark the conversation. There was nobody to go, And you killed all the dragons.
Yeah.
Well, there wasn't anything.
Pretty much.
You know, a few.
I rolled brass over gold.
I guess there's no gold.
Yeah, there was no gold.
They were
bronze. They both throw down gold.
Silver.
Gold colored, but then when he examined them, he realized they were bronze coins.
Bronze, that's silver, and tin.
Yeah. Which was weird, because you're like, well, why wouldn't you use gold? But there's a reason why gold was not used. That's in the storyline, which you guys got a hint toward that today. But as the other characters, I mean, your current characters didn't get that. And so, which I'll just tell you. Because the lady that's the goldsmith.
Oh, can I guess?
Uh-huh. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, you kind of said it now. But the lady's goldsmith didn't want anything to do with it, basically. Or she was... So my thinking is, you said in the prophecy that the coins were not forged by mortal hands. Well, I think that whatever was actually forging them, she was afraid of it, or she was out of the loop, basically.
That part is correct, but the reason she was afraid of it is because she's a white dragon.
Oh.
So
white dragons can't touch gold?
No. She's a white dragon in human form. If she goes in there with those who are forging it, they will be able to detect that she's a white dragon.
Really?
They probably have a means of seeing her true form in some way. That's, or at least they could, so she was avoiding it.
Are we
so
allowed to know what they're actually forged by?
No. Now that story, if it ever comes out, will be a useful thing. But,
yeah.
Alright, turn your papers in.
Yep. We'll keep those. I mean, if you want to keep it, you can. It's fine. If we play them again ever or whatever, you can play the same character. So anybody wants to keep theirs can, and if not, I'll just file them. I've got the electronic copies.
Thank you for not making us lose all that boo-boo experience we just earned.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a kind of fun way to... Believe me, from the moment that I realized, there was a chance, because she was trying to be discreet about it, but she failed, basically, to be discreet about it, and I realized, okay, he's going to know, what's he going to do? Well, the very first thing he's going to do is he's going to breathe, because that has to be shut down immediately. And then I'm like, okay, how much is he going to breathe? Well, the problem was, he knew that the party had just killed
all those dragons.
And he's got like 700 points of breath weapon. So there's no reason for him to breathe less than a couple hundred points. And I'm going like, okay, anybody that has stones is going to be killed outright.
That would help me.
I mean, it's like, let's... So I just wrote the story in a more entertaining way than just all of a sudden you're dead.
I think that actually...
I tried to, anyway. I thought you guys did a great job of role-playing those characters. So. I think, I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but with Origins, I think because we have such... This group has such seasoned role-players, I do tend to try to do that so that you get a chance to play some other oddities or fun things, and that's because it's you can take on other roles with no problem. Like in the younger groups, I don't have them play other characters because they're still learning to play their original character.
Mm-hmm. So, also kind of breaks up the getting stuck in emotions kind of thing.
Yep.
I enjoy it as long as it's like spread out.
Not too much.
Like playing that. So.
But if you die, if you die and stay dead for a while, then you wind up with a new character for a while until something happens.
Or two. Low-level players.
I really enjoyed that character concept. I know you kind of got tired of it after a while, but I really enjoyed that character. A pair of twin brothers that finish each other's sentences, and one player plays both characters. That's kind of... might have been better if it had been two different players, because then you can play off of each other. Mm-hmm. And I like this feature that I discovered where I can put the descriptions in there and make the group pictures. I like that kind of thing. So these guys would be forever enthroned and or embossed or whatever into the... Although there are 10 people in the story and only...
We're all level 2 now.
I assume it's supposed to be this lady's probably like their caretaker or something. That probably she's not actually one of the characters.
It was a cousin.
It was the cleric.
I figured that was the magic user.
I mean, it's not so old.
I'm in the middle with the book.
Yeah, that's
no,
her.
That's one of them has to be Tibble.
Yeah, one.
Who's Tibble?
Tibble. Sorry, Tibble. Tibble. You know what I meant.
Oh, and that could be Tibble because she has a staff.
Yeah,
it probably is. But she looks so old.
She does look old.
But her soul is still worn out.
Well, it's not the
game.
It's not her biological age, just the things that she's seen.
Yeah, that's it. The things that she's seen.
Things she's seen and things she's
the fact that it's tattered her soul.
Also, as I remember, yep, she has an 8 charisma, so that's probably... No, that's Mira has 8 charisma. What is her charisma?
Mira has 8.
What was yours?
Just average. 12, I think?
I had a 15.
Oh, that's high average.
I'm a likable peasant.
Yeah, charisma 12, so I don't know.
7-ish.
But if she's definitely supposed to be a girl,
AC 10.
The only other girl, peasant that's rags almost guaranteed and to be Bessa.
Hope.
And some inherently born luck.
My AC was 9. Smith's apron.
This is probably
10. Nothing.
Yeah.
You're mage. That's normal. Leather jerkin.
But by the time I made this picture, this is the last thing I did. So, oh, you know what? This guy's got a sling. That makes him Fen.
What, the little guy?
Yep.
Two daggers. Kid, Fen.
Two daggers, definitely Vessa. That's definitely.
I was 13. You guys endangered a child.
I'm 13. I was 13.
They were all, children.
The oldest was 15. There were two of them.
Yeah, John was 15.
Also makes sense for him, Fen, to be him too, because.
Which I'm glad the 15-year-olds were in the front lines.
Was probably malnourished. So people look way younger when they're
probably.
That's what I'm saying. So people look way younger when they're malnourished.
I stashed beef jerky for dinner tomorrow.
I
stashed
you some more
for dinner tomorrow.
And yet.
Yeah. What were the names?
How much gold did you have?
Trust me.
One.
How much gold did you have?
6.
How much gold did you have?
9.
Okay.
2.
I had 4
gold.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot more for commonish. I would have had 4 if I wouldn't have.
I was uncommonly lucky.
You're just like spare the change, puppies.
There's something to be said for luck.
He's gonna be like a dude later.
Actually, it's because I always learned to bat on the rat. Bet on the rat that looked the hungriest.
Anyway,
because I can empathize.
So they were entertaining characters and an entertaining little plot.
He's gonna be like in reincarnated as an elf.
Now you remember. Like, you get this just tiny sample of what it feels like to have like less than 10 hit points and know that the next hit could kill you.
Not me.
Well, you still got that sample because you went down to half hit points.
I was on the 4, yeah.
Yeah, and that last and hit you could have done 4 hit points.
Your laptop gave me something to trap her.
We're doing a lot less damage than Roman,
yeah. The one when I originally wrote that character, he had a trait where no matter what, no matter how he got hit, he always called it a scratch.
Just scratch.
And it didn't, for somehow, it didn't get into the final.
Yeah. He did have one where he was mad about like losing a fight in front of
the
Yeah,
that really came out.
When I was in school, everybody had trap. Every single person.
Are you wearing your war crime shirt, Josh?
Pretty much required.
You show James your war crime shirt. James,
I saw. I saw the war crime shirt. Because if I said it before, I'll say it again. It's never a war crime in the first place.
You know what country's committed the most war crimes?
Canada and
Jason
Poland.
Jason has a zip-up one that has a draft.
Because, well, it's because it's not a war crime when we do it, because it wasn't a war crime until we do it.
They call it the Geneva Checklist.
Nice.
They've checked the most boxes on the Geneva Checklist.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
It's like, not we can't afford to. We don't have food to feed them, therefore we just shop.
I heard a story of, it was like a 78-year-old man got bayoneted 14 times, survived 15 years after that. Outrageous.
There are definitely some people that are strong and survive stuff that you would just not think.
And
they had like $150,000.
Sometimes they're just not meant to die until they're meant to die.
Yep.
Like Absalom took 3 spears to the heart, still didn't die. Until Paul's men gathered around him and killed him.
It makes you nervous to be a concealed carry person.
I'd read you relocate this to
you better shoot him somewhere where it counts if you're going to protect yourself. Or else
right.
They're still coming after you.
See ya, folks.
They could still be coming. Yep. Thanks, James. See ya.
Good play. Out of the driveway. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, Ricky. Burr. Pardon me.
Hope we didn't destroy your sensibilities too much, Becky.
She looked
like that. That's funny. It's a pretty good example of playing people with a low intelligence and wisdom.
Yep.
It was like, okay, so there's no medications. It doesn't matter if the doctor is in, and, well, we're just not talking about the straps. Because there's straps involved. You know, the removal of straps. It's X straps. It's the removal of straps. And, of course, Ardo is playing a character with a high intelligence and using a bunch of big words. I played that Nolo. I played Nolo as if Nolo was actually pretty smart, but his average intelligence wisdom was as low as it was because he couldn't communicate, he couldn't do the big words, he couldn't process it, he couldn't get it out.
Mine was
so
all
that's
average.
How I was playing him. Yeah. Well, it depends on where on average. So
I was 89 on intelligence wisdom.
I got a 13 on one and a 12 on the other.
Yeah, those are high. Those are not, like, 12 is the very high end of average. So 13 is above average.
I was slightly below.
And depending on, like, what class it's for, you start getting benefits starting around 13.
At...
Yeah, 16 is very high.
So Damodas, for now, he's, like, almost halfway to... 17 because of that book, Manual Quickness of Action.
The pages are getting fancy clothes and going to a fancy dinner party because they're one of the members of the guild is a noble woman and she's kind of like a more discreet member, and they're apparently, whoever this is trying to wipe out that guild, and so they're basically just trying to go in there to warn her that she might be in danger of an assassination attempt.
The lollipops are shivs.
Night.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.
And and the guy that they're with, the guild members aren't supposed to be seen together, so the guy that they're with don't want to go on the party and blow her cover basically as a guild member, and also he was attacked once already, and so he doesn't want to do that. And so then so that's why he's sending the pages in.
You're going to kitchen.
Not yet.
And where's Uprising at? Uprising is... Oh, they just kept using the God Killer Wand on the demigod of death.
Yeah, we got so much diamonds.
Minor River of Diamonds.
Diamonds for days.
And then weeks. And then what happens next is about to happen.
You moved it. Jake's dead. Did he get hit by the demigod?
Oh, yeah, he failed his save against the demigod. Yeah. That's right.
So it's like, unless we resurrected him or whatever, which I don't think we can.
That's a key quote. You're an underqualified do-gooder. It's called an overachiever. Not yet, it isn't.
Theon's the only one I can get. That was awesome. Not yet, it isn't.
How fluid it went.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, that's the
I think you're her
magic
you
user master is how it was having an affair with the seer master. That's, so when he was in the room and wouldn't come out of the room, was yelling back and forth, the seer was the master seer was in there with her.
That's hilarious.
She's calling her apprentice a witch.
Yeah. Yep.
This is so funny. Because like Becky was taken aback by how quick you were with
this
that.
This chair right here, Dad. One of the ones that your dining room table padding is completely worn out on this chair.
Oh man.
Do something about that.
You can tell there's a little bit on the edges and underneath, and there's none.
And she kept like slipping into telling him what was in the vision. La 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 la.
That was a. I don't know what else to say, but she's not supposed to be telling me this. La 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 la. I moved your stuff over there, Arden.
I thought it went pretty well.
Take down the stable.
Anyway, and the thing is, low level forces you to be more about role playing than about hack and slash or massive problem solving type stuff.
Less decisions.
I thought the whole time at the bathtub was fun.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we'll do it. We'll be
less. Back. It's because it's less character sheet.
At that point, you had the coins, and you were, you know, so.
We had the coins, we had the smith to put them in.
Yeah, most cons rely on people thinking they need to be reasonable. Yeah. It just makes sense. So.
It's a surprise. It's a secret. Of course people didn't know about it. They're not supposed to yet.
Or giving them a sense of urgency. Making them, like, message about it.
That leg is over the chair. Oh, the waterfall.
Oh, sorry.
I was
going
to bring up the idea of...
There's water there.
Did you hear that they were making these coins in the vault? No, because it's a secret.
Yeah, exactly.
We're almost there.
Nope. Okay. You get past the wall.
Yeah, we had to put the chair like out almost to the kitchen in order to get that.
Oh, there we go. We got this now. Okay, we're going in.
My side, okay.
Let's go with the door in there. Right?
Well, other than spilling the water, I think we did really well.
Just don't want to put my butt through the window.
Yeah, that would be bad. Won't have to have an AC in that window anymore. Got to drain and insulate the ductwork, and we have central air. Think about that, son. We have central air.
Technically, you are about
central air.
A year and a half late for it to help me at all.
So I figured you'd think about that.
Of course, that's exactly where our company is.
I mean, it's great.
It still benefits you. You do spend enough time here.
That's true, I suppose.
It would be good for gaming. Holidays, gaming. Most of our Origins party does not like the heat.
When you just
can't take the heat.
I can handle heat.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.